the ultimate messenger marketing guide with winning case study template. Imagine the marketing medium that combines the immediacy and controversial style of a telephone call, the strategic, tactical, and autonomous nature of email marketing, and the open rate of an advert in the cinema, and you're somewhere near to the potential power of messenger marketing. Messenger marketing may have been around long enough for you to have heard about it, but it's still in its infancy. Since its creation, how many times have you received a marketing email, taken a sales call, actually received any marketing communications via messenger? I'm going to take a wild guess and say that the first two heavily outnumber the third. What is messenger marketing? If you've landed on this guide for tips, tricks, and a winning strategy we put together for a client, the case study, skip down to the next heading. This section is to bring everybody else up to speed. To put it simply, Facebook Messenger marketing is an effective inbound and outbound strategy. You can navigate and chat with prospects or customers who have actively reached out to speak to you and grow a messenger marketing list, which can be sent broadcast messages. More on this later. Messenger marketing works by the way of an automated chatbot. This AI allows you to create and direct conversations with your audiences via a fake live chat. They're interactive, engaging, and take their own personalities. When your bot is set up, it will take your audience through a flow that should have multiple directions depending on your audience's needs. That also responds to keywords. A good chatbot can act as both a live customer service agent, salesman, and marketer. In addition to this, you can actually sell natively on the platform. This means that you can create a sales funnel within Messenger. It's a real all-in-one platform, and somewhere you should be focusing time and effort to optimize it. Will Messenger replace email? Messenger can send broadcasts to a marketing list. It can communicate, take payments, promote, and capture future business. But it isn't a replacement for email. Email is still a vital component of marketing and has a few capabilities that aren't present in messenger marketing. For starters, messenger is more intrusive than email. People are new to the concept of receiving marketing communications via messenger. Even used as little as once a fortnight, it can end up in mass unsubscribes. Email allows you to contact your list more regularly. As well as this, an email list is usually easier to grow than a marketing messenger list, especially if you're selling online. Email is the go-to medium for official communications, meaning that people are a lot more likely to hand their address over during and before the buying process and in exchange for lead magnets. Facebook Messenger is a different beast altogether. In order for someone to join your list, they must speak to you in Messenger. You cannot ask for their contact address, like email. You cannot capture it from online sales without a drop in conversion. What are the capabilities? Facebook Messenger marketing allows you to field questionnaire inquiries, deliver messages, broadcast promotions, create a sequence of messages, automate live chat, deliver downloadable files, segment your list, share links, natively host videos. Send images, create a sales funnel, sell products natively, automate response to keywords, create menus, and so much more. The number of people who want to communicate with businesses via Messenger is on the rise. Facebook Messenger is fast becoming recognized as quicker and easier than telephone. There is no hold, and it allows a reader to go back over the conversation, meaning that they never miss a thing. Messenger marketing also has crazy high open rates and click-through rates. Don't be surprised if your first campaign has or is in the higher 80s. Some of you may even hit upper 90s, and your click-through rates are as mind-boggling as 50 to 60%. How can you grow your list? Messenger marketing is worthless unless you have a list. And the only way of getting people on your messenger marketing list is by them contacting you. You cannot send them anything until they've sent you a message or clicked on a menu option. Let's look at a few different strategies that encourage people to do exactly that. The embedded link. If you create or host any form of content, you can embed a hyperlink that takes users straight to Messenger chat and your chatbot's welcome message, which should be primed to initiate a message or action. Create a simple call to action that asks people to send you a message. This can be in exchange for more information. To ask a question, just about anything, it doesn't really matter, as long as it drives them to your bot. The hyperlink is super simple to write. It is m.me/your Facebook page URL extension. For example, our Facebook page can be found at www.facebook.com/Einstein Marketer. So if we wanted to drive people to our bot, we'd use the hyperlink m.me/Einstein Marketer. All you have to do is replace facebook.com with m.me. Our m.me link is built into the following CTA. Check it out. But don't worry, you don't need to send us a message unless you want to subscribe. These embedded links really do work. Growth tools. We use ManyChat to host ours and our clients' chatbots within this service, and about 95% of other chatbot softwares. You'll find a tool called Growth Tools or something similar. This feature helps you grow the list by creating call to actions and links away from Facebook, as well as increasing your chances of grabbing more messages on Facebook. The external tools are widgets that are easily placed on any site. They come in the form of bars, slide-ins, models, page takeovers, boxes and buttons. If you'd like to see one in action, check out our Making of a Chatbot, Albert's Story, at einsteinmarketer.com. Within Growth Tools, you'll also find a section called Other Growth Tools. There are some seriously powerful tools hiding in there. These are our top favorites. Customer chat. Import your chatbot onto your website in the form of a customer chat box. Many of you will have seen this already, but won't have realized that anybody who speaks to these customer chat boxes automatically becomes subscribed onto their messenger marketing list. Facebook comments. Add this feature to certain posts, so whenever somebody comments on a particular post, a live chat is instantly opened. If your initial message is engaging and encourages a customer to respond, your list will grow rapidly. Landing page. ManyChat also hosts landing pages, so there's no need to build, design, or develop a web page. This is particularly useful for businesses who don't have a website yet. Facebook ads. Facebook allow you to configure ads and drive users straight to Messenger. When done correctly, this is the most effective way of growing your list. Simply choose the Messages objective when setting up your ad in Facebook Business Manager. Anybody who clicks on the CTA when you use the objective will be sent instantly to your chatbot. If you haven't set up Facebook Business Manager yet and are making a cardinal sin and hitting the Boost Post button, follow these 5 steps. When you know how to create ads that drive people to Messenger, you need to start thinking about what you could do to make somebody speak to you first. Could you offer a discount code to anybody who solves a pretty easy puzzle? Perhaps you could send out discount codes in response to certain keywords. Maybe you could offer a valuable lead magnet within Messenger. Whatever you choose to do, make sure you don't instantly give them the desired result. They must communicate with you, either by typing a message or clicking on a menu option. How can you grow your list? Extended. Before we move on to the case study that I know you're all gagging to copy and implement, I need to talk about growth from another perspective. The fastest and easiest way to grow your list is to retain as many existing users as possible and add to them. Constantly generating new users for your list just to replace unsubscribes will be an extremely costly and time-consuming task. Facebook have made it incredibly easy for people to unsubscribe, so the last thing you want to do is annoy your list, because all they have to do is type unsubscribe or stop. As I mentioned earlier, messenger marketing is often seen as intrusive, and if you overdo your broadcast, you'll lose the majority of your list very fast. It's important to offer value in every broadcast and don't send too many messages. In other words, only broadcast a message if it's actually worth it. Sending your list a message every week might sound great, especially with Messenger crazy high open rates, but it will actually cost you a lot in future marketing. Nourish and nurture your Messenger list. Do not treat them like an email marketing list. Winning case study and Messenger strategy template. The guide that I just mentioned will put you in a strong position, but by coupling that knowledge with a winning campaign, like the case study I'm about to tell you about, you'll have the power to use Messenger with explosive effects. Use the framework in this case study to build your Messenger list and further market your business. A client approached us with a problem. They were holding excess stock of their water filter product. These filters are fitted to taps to ensure running water is purified. Our client wasn't marketing or selling this product at all. In fact, they were just lying around in storage, and to top it all off, they hadn't ever used Messenger as a marketing medium. So, we developed a Messenger strategy that would grow their list, build awareness, and collect leads for their sales team. Step 1. The ad. As our client had relatively small following on social media, we decided to run ads. We created a competition for a free water filter. This generated lots of interest and was really simple for people to enter. All they'd have to do is speak to our client's bot and they'd be in with a chance to win. A filter is actually worth 197 euros, so you can see why it created so much interest. Our ads were set up with the Messenger objective, meaning that anybody with an interest would be taken straight into Messenger. Step 2. The chat. Direct from the ad, you'd be hit with a message from our bot. The message reads, "Thanks for entering our competition. We just need to collect a few of your details to ensure that we can get your prize to you. Just click ready below." As soon as anybody hits the ready button, they'd be subscribed to our Messenger marketing list. But we could do better than that. We could use the competition to collect more information. So, we captured the email and phone numbers from everybody who entered. ManyChat can be set up to read the email and telephone number of anybody who speaks to it via their Facebook profile information. This saves them having to type it in the box. All they have to do is confirm that they'd like to share it. Step 3. The deadline. When the competition deadline came around, we picked a winner and sent him the good news via an email and Messenger. But we still had lots of other people who'd registered for the competition and we knew they were interested in a water filter. So we sent everybody who entered a runners-up message. It said that we were offering 5 water filters at a discounted price and that this deal was only available to people who had entered the competition, a consolation prize of sorts. Step 4. The runner-up broadcast was sent out and here are the stats. 99% of the messages were delivered. 95% of the messages were opened. 40% of those people clicked to enter the competition. All within the space of 1 hour. Direct from this message, we sold 12 more filters. That's not too bad considering the amount of time invested in the ads. But there was a much more exciting part. We had tons of leads for our client sales team. Our Messenger campaign had handed them the email and telephone numbers of hot leads. These were people who wanted their product, and from this, they were able to generate new business. Case study summary. The bare bones of template of this Messenger campaign runs as follows. Competition promoted by Facebook ads with Messenger objective. Call to interact with chatbot or Messenger. 3. Collect additional contact information. 4. Finish competition. 5. Award winner. 6. Announce all non-winners as runners-up and offer them a discount or special offer via Messenger broadcast. 7. Gain sales direct from Messenger or landing page. 8. Follow up via other mediums. Telephone if expensive purchase. Email for lower commitment. Messenger marketing conclusion. Messenger marketing has been around for a little while now, but still, many of you have yet to adopt it as a serious communication marketing medium. The technology is scalable, automated, cheap, and works 24/7. Why wouldn't you want it? Combine the tips from our guide with the strategy in our case study, and you'll see how powerful Messenger marketing can be. What do you think about Messenger marketing? Have you already built a bot? What were you doing to grow your list? Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. We'd love to hear your opinion. If you'd like to see a Messenger bot in action, chat to us. Alternatively, you can read the story about how we put him together in the Making of a Chatbot, Albert's Story at einsteinmarketer.com.
You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.